So we join the men's 5,000 metre final, 1 mile in, and it's Pascha Owar of Roehampton University, the two-time Olympian for Burundi over the 800 metres, has decided that he's going to make this an honest race. He's hit the front after Vernon had led it out for probably the last 600 metres or so. So it's Pascha Owar leading Birmingham with a lot of interest in this race. Josh Gorecki and Niall Fleming sat in the middle of the pack, and hopefully we could be going home with a medal here, Alistair.
Yeah, it's all very tightly packed except for one straggler at the back right of Leeds' Met Carnegie. Otherwise, we have a couple more dropping off the main group as Owar just sets a nice pace for the rest of the group, and Fleming will be very happy with his positioning for Birmingham.
So there's quite a few guys in this race who represented Great Britain, along with our very own Niall Fleming, in the World Student Cross Country just last month. Josh Grace of St Mary's University, and then also of the University of Southampton, Keith Anderson's son, the former Commonwealth marathon runner, Tom Anderson. So hopefully we can have Niall Fleming, as he did that day, coming back the first of the GB representatives as they go through 2K in 5:48, which means that second K is much quicker. It was a 2:57 the first K, so that was 2:50, which is, they're really rolling now, Alistair. That's around 14:10 pace for 5K, which would be PBs for almost everyone in this race.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking at the previous race, we've had a couple of PBs, or I say more than a couple. We had the top seven all setting new PBs. Maybe today is a chance for athletes really to stretch themselves in the final in the Olympic Stadium.
Yeah, Josh Gorecki here at Birmingham University just starting to struggle. He's just slightly off the back of that lead group. And sorry, I've just remembered Jack Goodwin of University of Bedfordshire also represented Great Britain in that World Student Cross Country. So sorry about that, Jack. But from a Birmingham perspective, Josh Gorecki just looking like he's working a little bit hard, as now the group has been whittled down to nine athletes. Gorecki ninth of those runners. And Niall Fleming is absolutely jogging here, Alistair, in fifth place. And I've never seen him look so good.
Well, you hope he's rising to the occasion here. We had a bit of a train forming in the back straight there, but they kind of bunch up as they take this corner.
Yeah, they're certainly concertining here. I think that Pascha Owar may have just slightly slowed down, setting quite a hot pace over these last three or four laps. But certainly they've grouped back together now, which I think is a good thing for Josh Gorecki, who was just starting to get detached slightly. But he's back in the race now. Hopefully he's over his bad patch and he can get up towards where Niall is in fifth position, looking nice and comfortable. And these two can perhaps work together to try and dictate the pace of this race. They're coming up six laps to go now, 2.4K.
Niall Fleming's right into his little routine here. He's into his stride. He's looking good. He's latched on to whoever's in front of him. I didn't quite catch who that was, but he'll be happy with his positioning here. We've just got under six to go.
And Josh Grace making a big move here. Comes onto the back straight. He's straight past Pascha Owar. And it looks like the race could be splitting into five here. It's Jack Grace from Pascha Owar, from the big favourite, reigning Bucks 5,000 metre champion Adam Bitchell of Uwick. And then on the inside is Niall Fleming. He's following every move here. This is brilliant running from the Birmingham fresher. Well, second year fresher again after changing courses. And Josh Gorecki still is holding on at the back of that group.
Niall Fleming show he's more than capable to react to any attack that we see, as we just approaching 8 minutes 30 ran. Still looking like a quick time, Joe?
Yeah, I think that time will be irrelevant now though, Alistair, as everyone's starting to bide their tactical mind and wait for the key moment to kick. Russ Bess from the Steve Shaw stable in the northeast of Newmarsh Harriers, representing the University of Teesside today, was fantastic in his heat, barely looked like he broke sweat. And he is jogging here. Him, Niall Fleming and Adam Bitchell, I would have to say, look like the three most comfortable athletes in the race. Russ Best just glancing over his shoulder there just to have a look at if the other athletes are stressing, because he certainly isn't. So it's Josh Grace from Bitchell, from Owar, from Russ Best, from Niall Fleming. They look like the five most comfortable athletes in the field, but they still haven't shaken off Vernon, Anderson, Goodwin and Gorecki.
Credit to Gorecki, actually. He was looking a bit uncomfortable midway through, but he's managed to just latch on into the back of this group. He's sitting in eighth, and he'd be happy with his run so far, I'm sure, after looking at a bit of discomfort early on.